All right, joining me here at the NFL Combine, Jenny Varentes. I love your work. I read all your stuff. So I've got to get your opinion on the AFC South. The 2018 AFC South champions will be?
The Houston Texans.
I'll say this. I think the Texans have a very, 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 very good shot, especially if they continue the trajectory they had last year.
I mean, the Jaguars bring everyone back, basically, or should bring everyone back from a team that was really good last year and on the doorstep of the Super Bowl. So I'd say they're the favorite going in.
Best quarterback in the AFC South is?
I'd like to know if Andrew Luck is healthy. If he is, he is the best.
I would answer that with a caveat. I think if he's healthy, Andrew Luck's the best quarterback in the division. If he's not healthy, then then you have an interesting conversation between Marcus Mariota coming off a bad season but with a new coaching staff and Deshaun, who's obviously has a small sample size but a good sample size. So
it's Deshaun Watson. I mean, look, I look at everything from a fantasy perspective. That's my job. He's by far the guy I have ranked the highest, even over Andrew Luck. Assuming fully healthy Andrew Luck, I'd still prefer Deshaun Watson over Andrew Luck.
I would say Watson as well when he's healthy. I know we didn't see a lot of him last season, but he was so dynamic and that game-changing quarterback that everyone thought he could be coming out of Clemson, and it was really spectacular to see it on the big stage. That's why I think there was so much of a reaction around the league when he was hurt. It was just such disappointment for this rising talent.
All right, let's talk defense. Best defensive player in the AFC South is?
I think it's Jalen Ramsey. Because I think he's going to be elite, like one of the best players in the game. I think that's where it's going.
There's a lot of people you could choose here, and I'm going to choose Jalen Ramsey.
If healthy is easy, it's J.J. Watt. You know, obviously there's the questions about his health, and he's had the problems the last couple of years. But if he's healthy, it's J.J. Watt.
Could the AFC South be the best division in the NFL?
It's always such a tough question to answer because the AFC East with the Patriots obviously has the best team perennially, right? So I think I have a hard time picking another division, even though the AFC East is not the deepest division, certainly. If they have the Patriots, it's hard to pick anyone else.
I think it really could be. I mean, this is, since I've started doing this, this is easily the best it's ever been.
Where does DeAndre Hopkins rank among NFL receivers?
I put Antonio Brown ahead of him. I put Julio Jones ahead of him. And then he's right there in the mix.
He's a top three receiver. I mean, then it comes down to, you know, what your personal preference is. Then it becomes philosophy and personal preference. But he's in that top three, four of the best receivers in football.
I voted for him all pro last year, so I think he's, you know, a top two.
Thank you for that.
Top five receiver, but top two, in this season I thought he had a fantastic year.
He is, to me, the best receiver in the NFL at catching the football. Nobody catches the ball better. And we've sort of got to see it now because some of his ridiculous catches have happened on national TV games, but he's amazing at catching the football, so he's number one at that.
Give me one word to describe Jadeveon Clowney.
Powerful.
Freak. Beast.
He's filthy.
Filthy? I like that. In a good way.
Yeah, in a good way. Except if you're a quarterback.
Yeah. Not laundry filthy, but like football.
Yeah, yeah, in a good way. I don't know if people still use that phrase anymore, but yeah.
Great stuff. Thank you so much, Ian.
All right, thank you.